Question three, how is your soul and spirit coming from heaven different from reincarnation? Reincarnation is a belief that the soul or spirit departs the body of one person at death and enters the body of another person at birth. Some believe they could come back as a lower life form, perhaps an animal, plant, or tree. Adherents believe this process of rebirth continues until the soul or spirit is purified by reaching a higher level with each consecutive life. In the classic belief of reincarnation, successive rebirths are a dreadful thing because it means the person was not good enough in their previous life. The doctrine of karma teaches that whatever one does in this life affects the next life, and that certain physical conditions are associated with bad deeds in a previous life. For example, a leper might have been a murderer in his previous life. One who kills a cow in this life becomes a humpbacked imbecile in the next life. One who steals might become a rodent or an insect in their next life. Every evil deed in this life causes problems for the person in their next life. Their goal, therefore, is to live the most perfect life possible and follow all the religious disciplines in hopes of being liberated from the cycles of rebirth. Eventually, they believe the soul or spirit will be purified and achieve salvation. Some believe the cycle of rebirth will stop once they have reached a state of ultimate bliss called nirvana. Contrary to what some adherents of reincarnation teach, this belief does not date back to early Egypt. The Egyptians believed in a pre-existent soul that travels to the next world, with no indication that the soul transmigrates to other bodies. Egyptians embalmed the dead in hopes that the preserved body might travel with the soul to the next world. Classic reincarnation originated in India around the 9th century BC, and the belief is still a central tenet of Indian religions such as Hinduism, Sikhism, and Jainism. New Age followers, neo-pagans, and spiritists often believe in a form of reincarnation as well. Greeks such as Pythagoras, Empedocles, and Plato taught some form of reincarnation. Empedocles believed that those who sinned must wander for 30,000 seasons through many mortal bodies. Escape required purification, especially abstinence from eating the flesh of animals. Plato believed that the soul pre-existed in a celestial world as an intelligent and personal being. These souls lived in a pure state, but fell in a human body due to sin. Under the influence of earlier Greek philosophers, Plato also taught that in order to be liberated, the soul must transmigrate from body to body until it becomes purified in the process. However, if the soul continues to deteriorate instead of being purified, Plato believed that the person is judged after earthly life and punished in houses of correction, which are located under the earth. Even today, people think that Christ was teaching reincarnation when he spoke of the resurrection of the body and of being born again. A 2003 Harris poll found that 21% of people in the U.S. who call themselves Christians believe in reincarnation. Most Christians know that being born again does not refer to being reborn as another person or life form. John 3:1-21 records the conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus, a Pharisee and respected member of the Sanhedrin. Jesus said, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus asked, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus explained that he was referring to being reborn of the spirit, not being reborn in the flesh. Spiritual rebirth happens when you are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. How do you become spiritually reborn? Jesus told us in John 3:16 when he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Several other verses in the New Testament are misinterpreted in an effort to prove that Jesus taught reincarnation. The context of the verses is ignored by the individual who lacks the biblical knowledge and insight to understand the meaning of those passages. Regardless of how Scripture might be misinterpreted, when God sent your soul and spirit, He was not engaging in reincarnation. However, the process that God uses to send your soul and spirit is possibly how the teaching of reincarnation originated. Let me explain how this might have happened. The battle that rages for your soul is a fight between God who created you and the fallen cherub named Lucifer. The Bible also refers to Lucifer as Satan, the devil, the evil one, the enemy of your soul, and the adversary. The battle for your soul was won when Jesus, as the Son of God, God made flesh to dwell among us, shed His blood for the redemption of mankind. But the key to your personal redemption is accepting His sacrifice and being spiritually born again by repenting of your sins and living in a way that brings honor to the one who died for you. The Bible teaches that Lucifer has many disreputable character traits. He is the father of lies, the accuser of the brethren, the tempter, and a murderer. He rules a kingdom that is opposed to God, controls the sinful world, and afflicts people with illness. He masquerades as an angel of light, and he devises many schemes to deceive people and convince them to follow him. He has never made a single positive contribution to society. You would not want someone like this living in your neighborhood, yet every day people choose to willingly follow him to their ultimate destruction. Lucifer is also an imitator. He knows how to use the laws of the universe, laws that were created by God himself, and pervert them in his efforts to deceive people. He knows how to take a truth from God and twist that truth to bring confusion. One of Lucifer's many deceptions is to take that which God created for his own benefit and turn it into something that Lucifer can call his own. In this example, it means taking his knowledge of the origin of your soul and spirit and perverting it into a teaching called reincarnation. Then, when Jesus taught bodily resurrection and spiritual rebirth, Lucifer was able to use that truth to further deceive people and fuel his own lies and schemes. Since Lucifer perverts that which was created by God, it stands to reason that he shows people a little bit of the truth, but he does not show them the whole truth. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." The parts that Lucifer leaves out of the equation are the way and the life. What good is some of the truth without the whole truth, the way, and the life? Some people who believe in reincarnation, primarily those living in America, attempt to recall past lives through meditation or past life regression. They always seem to recall living as someone who was well regarded, perhaps as the co-founder of a particular organization or the leader of an ancient society. These recollections are the deceptive work of Lucifer's familiar spirits, speaking lies to unsuspecting lost souls who are searching for the meaning of life and looking for someone to satisfy the empty void that can only be filled by having a personal relationship with their Creator.